That first period was atrocious.
It was really bad. Again, it was. Do you remember those times during the playoffs last year when it looked like the other team had an extra guy on the ice all the time because they were beating them to everything?
Except Philadelphia wasn't nearly as fast as Nashville was in that series.
Right, but
which
relatively,
is not a good sign.
When you lose every faceoff and can't win a puck battle and you just the bad turnovers, and after a while you're just thinking,
I want to talk about
any time now, guys.
Yeah, I want to talk about some things I saw last night, but I jumped around that.
So I watched that and
the
then
NFL game,
and I watched most of the second half of the Cavaliers and the Rockets.
And I'll bet you watched my Huskies finish putting up 63 Ball State.
I did not.
You did not.
Goodbye, Toledo. No, I did not. But man, when Harden and that offense are going, it's pick your poison.
I saw the last 4 minutes of that.
It just there were some of these where he's bending time and space around him right now, Harden is. When they give him all that room to operate, and they just every screen is Sophie's choice. It's like leave Trevor Ariza, leave James Harden, leave a guy racing right down the middle. I mean, when you change out Harden, Nash and Harden in the D'Antoni offense. I mean, it's the same thing. It was ahead of its time then when you saw what they were doing with Stoudemire and you saw what that offense was capable of doing. And then you look at the way the game's officiated now and what Harden has in his power. It is just, I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. So it's going to make for some fascinating Western playoffs. But I want to hear some sound from last night's game too, because there are some angry NFLers that you're going to hear from right after an update on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Well, believe it or not, the Bears are favored heading into Sunday's matchup with the Packers at Soldier Field. Linebacker Pernell McPhee says Bears-Packers week feels different this year.
It's definitely a different vibe. You got Big 96 acting like a wild maniac, playing ferocious, as he called it. It's just having fun, man. Our record ain't where we want it to be, but the thing we can focus on is Green Bay and try to turn the season around.
Linebacker Danny Trevathan held out of practice for the fourth time this week. Today, he's listed as questionable for Sunday. Six other players also listed as questionable, including cornerbacks Bryce Callahan and Sherrick McManus, and offensive lineman Kyle Long. Bulls host the Pacers tonight. Both Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez returning from injuries for this one. The NBA announcing today that Chicago will host the 2020 NBA All-Star Game. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. Corey Crawford won't be in goal for that one. It'll be Anton Forsberg getting the start. In college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one here on The Score starting at 6:30. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. This Thanksgiving, Meijer is carving prices on turkeys. Great deals on turkeys and everything else you need for your Thanksgiving feast. Meijer helps make it possible for anyone to bring enough for everyone. And now get your turkey in store or delivered today by Shipt. See all the details at Meijer.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee. During the Happy Honda Days sales event, you will not be disappointed.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
And the pass complete to John Brown, and Richard Sherman is shaken up for Seattle after the first down catch at the 34-yard line.
Sherman had some concerns about his Achilles coming into this game.
I told you, Sherman injured his Achilles. You could almost read his lips there. I'm out for the year. Sherman saying to Wilson,
he's going to get asked about Thursday Night Football after this game. You know what's going to happen.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was last night on NBC. This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. Our pairing today is Barry Rosner with me on Bernstein and Goff, with Jason Goff out.
I can digress for just a second.
Yes.
What do you make of Collinsworth and the way that he said that?
Yeah, that he sounded a little dismissive or defensive, and knowing that a really smart, well-spoken, actively media or attention-seeking guy was going to speak out against their product.
And what, it's yours, so you're going to defend it? Is that how you felt? Because that's what I heard.
That betrayed nervousness to me. I heard nervousness, and Chris Collins were like, oh boy, here we go.
Well, if you want to defend your product, defend your product, but don't walk down the middle with a vague remark like that.
Come join us at Jewel Osco in Old Town, right at the corner of Clybourne and Division. We've got Bears-Packers tickets for you to win. You can enter at our promotions table. You might win those tickets sometime between now and 6 o'clock. Those are courtesy of Miller Lite. Hold true. This was Richard Sherman a year ago, more prescient than he even knew.
Poop fest. Oh, this is it's terrible. This is, you know, we played, freaking got home like 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, on Monday, and then you got to play again. I mean, congratulations, NFL. You did it again. But they've been doing it all season, so I guess we're the last ones to get the middle finger. It's just no regard. You know, it's hypocritical, as I've stated before. You know, they make this huge stance about player safety. Then you put the players in tremendous danger. We'll do a whole separate press conference about me and my disagreements with the league and their nonsense.
Well, that was a year ago when he was complaining about Thursday night football and what it was doing to people. So after the game last night, fast forward again, this is his coach, Pete Carroll.
It's hard for me to be fired up about this because a lot of guys got banged up today.
Is this whole idea of playing Thursday night football untenable and not safe?
It's a real challenge. It's a real challenge for the players. And our guys did it, and their guys did it. You know, it's a great event. You know, it's a great event and for everybody and all that. But it's very difficult, very challenging.
Why do your players aren't happy? They think it's a
chance.
Do you think it's a
chance? I can't comment about that.
How's Richard?
I don't want to pay anything, so I'm not going to comment about it.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't the only one speaking, but not speaking, because linebacker Bobby Wagner had these thoughts, too.
It's extremely tough, man. When you look at the game, you watch the game, you see, those guys dropping down on both sides with serious injuries, minor injuries. We play a very physical game, a physical sport, and to ask us to turn around and be ready after, Sunday, to turn around and have our bodies okay on that Thursday. It's really tough for us to do. I hope the league is watching hopefully look at it and see what happens and change this format. I think if you're going to give us a Thursday night game, you can give us a little bit more time in between, maybe a bye week before the Thursday night game. That's my opinion.
There's no way to solve this. There's no way to solve it.
And the next time you hear a player say, I'm in this for me. I'm in this for the money. I'm going to take the best deal I can get. I'm going to get surgery, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, goes back to making decisions about your own body.
When I feel like getting surgery, you just think about what these guys go through. And most of them are not making the big money, and most of them will not survive 3 years in the league.
There was another incident last night, and our guy Art Thiel is writing about it in Sports Press Northwest. He says, after Russell Wilson on national TV went through the sideline tent in likely record time, as you said, it was like you put a raincoat on, the NFL said Friday it was reviewing whether the Seahawks quarterback followed the proper concussion protocol after he was hit on the chin and sat out one play. The NFL issued this statement. A thorough review is underway. According to the policy jointly developed by the NFL and NFLPA, if the concussion protocol is not properly followed, the club is subject to discipline. Wilson, after completing a short pass, was hit by Carlos Dansby under the face mask and went to the ground. A roughing the passer was called, and Walt Anderson ordered Wilson to the sideline. As backup Austin Davis came in for a play, Wilson said that he was asked questions to test his cognitive ability, then sent into the tent. TV cameras followed him as he came and went without pausing or talking to medical personnel, and he re-entered the game. He said, I got smacked in the jaw pretty good. I wasn't concussed. I felt completely clear, but my jaw was, oh, man, it stuck.
Was there a penalty on that play?
Yeah. They called him for roughing. Yeah. I was down for a second. I think Walt thought I was injured. I told him I was good, but he said I should go off the field. He did a great job. He made the smartest decision, although I was 100% fine. We went through the concussion stuff. I answered every question you could imagine. It can't be that quick. You can't answer every question one could imagine in 2 seconds.
If that was in real time, he wasn't in the... I mean, they put up the tent, and he was in and out. I mean, like, he stood there, they put up the tent, and as soon as it was up, he left. That was it. It was like he was putting on the hood of a raincoat mm-hmm. and then took it off. No, it's not raining. It's fine. I'm leaving. There's something horribly Orwellian about this, or maybe it's just perversely comical that the Seahawks could get fined for this by a league that doesn't give a rat's hat if any of these guys live to see the age of 40.
Right.
I mean, there's something, already, maybe I shouldn't be laughing, but there's something so absurd about the notion.
How dare that, you not follow proper protocol on a game in which players who are already completely injured are playing once again before their bodies have healed because we forced them to play.
And only because we want people to actually believe that we care about whether they're healthy when everyone knows... It's got a North Korea feel, too. Everyone knows that we don't care at all. We don't care at all if they live or die. We're just going to make lots and lots of money because of them. And now we're going to fine the team. I don't know if the head coach gets fined, too. We're going to fine the team and punish them because they're not properly taking care of their player. I mean, that's it. You got to admit, the irony is just, it's so precious that you have to laugh.
We have the latest edition of a common theme of stories across sports, across entertainment, everywhere that we can imagine, politics.
Now, someone is trending on Twitter.
Hope Solo has accused Sepp Blatter of sexually assaulting her in 2013. That is former FIFA head Sepp Blatter.
Yeah, wasn't he in the middle of all of the worst scandals
yes.
at FIFA?
Yes, he was the worst scandals at FIFA for the most part. Yeah, this is an interview with the Portuguese newspaper Expresso. She claims, she said, I had Sepp Blatter grab my ass at the glittering presentation of FIFA's annual football awards. Solo presented the FIFA Women's World Player of the Year award alongside Blatter. She said she had to compose herself immediately afterwards to concentrate on making her speech. She said, I was in shock and completely thrown off. I had to quickly pull myself together to present my teammate with the biggest award of her career and celebrate with her in that moment. I completely shifted my focus to Abby. And she then discussed the culture of sexual harassment in sports. She said, it's rampant. It's not just in Hollywood. It's probably all over the place. I've seen it in sports for years. In the past, female players date and end up marrying their college coaches, which obviously a coach should not be doing, especially with a young player. I've seen it not just with coaches. I've seen it with trainers, doctors, and our press officers amongst players in the locker room. I don't know why more players don't speak out against it.
Well, we know why. Because they fear for their job.
Well, and the thing is, too, she'll beat your ass, too. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't turn around and punch him in the neck. Because she tends to do that.
She has something of a history of that, yes, but I mean, it was the circumstances because she didn't have the opportunity.
Standing right, because she had to go and introduce her teammate. Chris in Naperville, you're on the score. Hello, Chris.
Hey guys, how are you?
Fine.
Wanted to see, you know, with the remainder of strength of schedule and whatnot in the NFC North, do you think the Bears actually have a shot? You know, Green Bay is pretty much cast off with their situation. The rest of the three teams remaining, you know, do we have a legitimate chance, in your opinion, to take the NFC North? Because I don't think a wild card is going to happen given the rest of the NFC.
I don't think Minnesota's going away, if that's what you're thinking.
I think Minnesota's better. But even so, I'm not ready to have that conversation yet. They're 3-5, and they can't score. And you're talking about them possibly winning a division?
Well, just wait until Monday. I'm just warning you. Just wait until Monday, because the Packers are really bad.
Yeah, they're trash.
They're really bad. And the Bears have every right to win this game by a few touchdowns, and just
How are they going to get a few touchdowns? Even if the Packers are really bad, what is your roadmap to a what's a few? Four?
Four
touchdowns for the Bears?
Well, yeah, the Packers will put the ball on the ground, or they'll throw it to the Bears. The Bears will have good field position, and the Bears can run the football.
Okay.
Just wait.
Four is a lot.
Just wait.
I'm under. I'm going to go under. Four is a big touchdown number.
Okay. I want you to think about what you're saying, and then grasp the greater context here, and the conversation around this football team right now. You can't envision a scenario in which your football team scores 28 points, and yet the conversation in this town right now
I can't explain it.
About Super Bowls. I mean, people are out of their minds. This is a bad football team in a terrible league, which makes them just slightly below average in this terrible league right now.
This segment was brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. I mentioned that I watched that first period of Blackhawks hockey last night. And is it okay with people that they're kind of bad? Does that matter? Or is it still because, you know, have the party when the light goes on and sing the goal song, and when the playoffs come around, everything's fine? Like, is it after three cups, it's...
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I don't know.
Is it okay with people that they're bad?
Or do people realize that...
That might be the question.
They're pretty bad.
When we come back, let's talk about it.
Okay, he's Barry Rosner. I'm Dan Bernstein, the Bernstein and Goff Show from inside the Jewel Osco, the Starbucks area, not the freestanding Starbucks, the one inside the Jewel Osco. Miller Lite has Bears-Packers tickets for you if you are a lucky winner before 6 o'clock. Come out and join us. Division and Clybourne, we're right here for you on The Score.
Mully here from the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. So Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears are back and well-rested after the bye week, and now they can prepare to take on the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers. Does all that translate to a W? Get a full preview right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. O.J. Simpson's attorney told the AP that his client did receive a trespass notice from the Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino in Vegas, but that he was not intoxicated or belligerent. Okay, thanks for that. I guess that means everything's cool. No, it's not. Any headline that has O.J. Simpson in it is a bad headline for O.J. Simpson and everybody else. How about I throw out a simple idea? Let's just do a little blue sky thinking and role play a scenario where O.J. Simpson does not go to the Cosmopolitan or any other hotel casino in Vegas for a really long time. I mean, if I just spent 9 years in prison for a kidnapping and robbery that took place at a Las Vegas hotel and casino, maybe I steer clear of all Las Vegas hotels and casinos for a while or forever. I'm Jim Rome.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news, like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Driver tip. You can fall asleep even easier this fall thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale that's going on right now. And now you've got a special chance, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you'll get another mattress 50% off, and that's not all. On top of that, starting right now, it is in effect as we speak, this Friday, today, through Sunday, is the 72-hour sale, where Mattress Firm is saluting veterans with 25% off with a military ID. The prices are phenomenal right now. Over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99, and a special financing offer just for this 72-hour sale. You're going to get 72 entire months, 6 years of 0% APR, so you can sleep interest-free. It's the latest in sleep technology, and you're going to be out driving around, and you're going to see that Mattress Firm, and you're going to think, oh, I've been meaning to do this. So do it. It's a great opportunity. The 72-hour sale going on through Sunday, the fall asleep sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8
can... And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, advice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140 degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Park smarter.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, well, you know, Blackhawks.
So Barry Rosner can answer the question, why are they bad?
Well, that's pretty easy. Their defense is atrocious. And by their defense, I mean not literally keeping the puck out of their net, because Crawford's been very good. It's not... The problem with the puck going in their net is that their defense is a huge part of their offense. Traditionally, it's a huge part of the Hawks' offense.
Carrying it into the neutral zone with speed.
Whether it's carrying it in, whether...
Diagonal pass.
Whether it's the breakout, whether it's sorting the rush and creating turnovers and getting it going the other way, which is why you don't see guys like Kane traditionally back-checking very much. He, by the way... was a step slow twice last night on being able to prevent goals. One of them was mildly funny, actually. It was a 4-on-2 the other way, and you see him right near the bench and sort of not skating at all, and then all of a sudden realizing, oh, it's a 4-on-2. Then he gets on his horse, and it's too late, and he misses by a step. But twice last night, if he just takes one more step, he prevents a goal. But I'm thinking the other way. Why are they not scoring? Well, because their defense is not contributing at all. Now, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of new parts, a lot of new guys. They're not reading plays very well. You see a lot of guys thinking. You don't see a lot of guys reacting. That's on top of the fact that Seabrook is terrible. Keith is terrible.
What happened to Keith? Minutes?
I don't know. He just looks really bad. I don't think he... I mean, Seabrook looks like he got old, although he has looked old for a couple of years now. Keith's just bad. Like, last night... I'll speak specifically to last night, because I made myself watch the whole thing. Both of those guys were bad. Really, almost everybody on defense was bad. Ruda makes a bad read on the sharp play when he hits the linesman in the skate, and puck winds up in the back of their net. Ruda makes a terrible play. He's 20 feet from where he should be. Keith just failed to get a guy's stick last night. Connor Murphy has to be good for this to work, okay? And he has not been very good so far. He did have a goal last night on a rebound of his own shot, fooled the goaltender. But he hasn't been very good. You're going to need those guys to all play well, because every year you have to give up assets on offense. Every single year it happens. It's just the cap. It's the world we live in. It's the cap world we live in. So you're going to need defense to continually contribute, and it's not happening. It's not happening on those. Actually, they connected twice on long passes last night. Later, probably after you stopped watching.
Well, I couldn't watch the power play without covering my eyes either, because when I see other and I don't watch a ton of hockey. But I see teams able to get the puck below the goal line and then out to the top to the point and across and find angles.
You have to have side-to-side movement. You have to have east-west movement. I mean, ideally, you have a lot of north-south and east-west.
They couldn't do it 5-on-3. They couldn't even move the triangle at all.
Well, they also don't get shots through. That's also the responsibility of the defense. You've got to get shots to the net. They also pass up. Open shot after open shot after open shot. Cody Franson must have passed up 3 open shots last night.
Which violates the Rosner theory of put puck on net, sometimes puck go in net.
Yeah, it happens. Sometimes it just happens. But if you don't put it on net, it will never happen. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that. But they get the 5-on-3. All right, so they score late in the second. It's 3-1. They're actually playing better. They got a 5-on-3. Get at least one here, maybe two, and now you got yourself a hockey game. 5-on-3, Duncan Keith from 25 feet out misses the net entirely with half an open net. I mean, that's just, there's your game right there. So most of your problems, I think, start with a defense that has a lot of new guys, a lot of moving parts, a lot of trying to figure things out. Joel's not the easiest guy to play for when you first get there, because if you don't play the way he wants you to, you're not gonna see the ice very much. The Kane Tave Sharp
experiment
reunion lasted 20 minutes last night, and I'm sure it's because of the Sharp turnover. Although in his defense, it hit a linesman's skate. He made the right play. He was going back to his defense. Hits a linesman's skate, and 4 seconds later, it's in the back of the net. They're just, you know, there's not a lot. I wouldn't say there was a lack of effort last night, but I don't see a lot of desperation, which, you know, I don't think they're the same thing necessarily.
Well, we heard the opposite. When Brandon Sutter, everybody else, well, there's plenty of time left and we're not in a terrible position. I mean, they sound like the opposite of desperate when it comes to their current status, is understandable.
Well, they're 2 games, I mean, 2 points out of a playoff spot right now. So there's no reason to panic, but if it were me, I would think about, you know, when you're in a situation like this, when you're just flat all the time, you need speed. And you need someone to bang just to create some sort of energy.
Well, Wendell's has been trying to do that. We're trying to throw his weight around a little bit.
A little bit. So does Boma. So does Hayden. But yeah, I mean,
they've also been losing faceoffs. I mean, they haven't been able to have the puck to start plays because, first of all, nobody can figure out what the new rules seem to be with guys getting. I had never seen that before, where a guy was kicked out of the circle and then invited back in. Had you ever seen that?
Are you sure he was tossed?
That's according to John Weideman, and they were saying Troy Murray. They said they'd never seen it either.
No.
Well, they said Anisimov was for Wingles or who was it? Somebody was tossed. Anisimov was tossed, and then they said, "Wait a minute, come back here," and they reinstalled him. It's like whatever you did wrong, it's okay. We'll give you another chance.
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, because nobody seems to understand the rules.
I'm unaware of that. If that's
just what hockey needed was a perfect timing. Just what the NHL needed was somebody to now a new controversy over understanding what you're supposed to do in a draw.
Try winning one. That's where I would start with that.
Well, I guess you're just
avoid the misunderstanding by actually winning the face-off.
That'd be nice. You're allowed. We've got an update. We've got more. We're going to get a look from behind the curtain in Green Bay coming up in a few minutes, too.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Republica in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Sabin. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
You know, well, anybody we give a uniform on game day, you know, we expect them to do their job.
Injuries a major storyline for John Fox's Bears as they get ready for the Packers. Danny Trevathan officially questionable with a calf strain, but Trevathan hasn't practiced for Vic Fangio's defense since the loss to New Orleans.
Now he's got another interruption here. Don't know if he'll be able to go or not this week, but he's been he's played his best football for us the last 4 or 5 weeks.
If Trevathan can't go, likely means bigger roles for Nick Witkowski and John Timu. On offense, Kai Long questionable with a finger injury. His backup, Tom Compton, hasn't practiced with a bad ankle, and tight end Deion Sims hasn't practiced all week, officially questionable with an illness. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:31 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow in prime time against Purdue. Kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Bulls will host the Pacers tonight. Both Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez expected back for this one, despite sitting out of practice this week with a couple of injuries. The NBA All-Star Game will come to Chicago in 2020. That was announced by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver today. Bears and Packers play at Soldier Field on Sunday. Bears looking to kick their division rivals while they're down. Bears are 5-point favorites heading into this one. As you heard Zach say, 7 players listed as questionable for Sunday. Chief among them, linebacker Danny Trevathan and offensive lineman Kyle Long. Blackhawks play in Carolina tomorrow. Anton Forsberg will get the start in goal for that one. And in college basketball, the Illini take on Southern tonight. You can hear that one right here on the Score at 6:30. In baseball, Aaron Boone is the latest former player to be linked to the Yankees managerial search. This corporate update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for high quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow ended the day down almost 40 points. The NASDAQ was up less than one. The S&P was down two. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Packers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Aaron Boone? Well, it's better than the name John Feinstein gave us.
David Cone?
David Cone.
Wait a minute. Supposedly, Girardi was fired because of a lack of personality, because he wasn't connecting with young players, even though all these young players had these great years. David Cone has personality?
No, not just that. You remember from 1992, yes, the lawsuit that was filed against David Cone? When it was alleged that he lured two women into the bullpen at Shea Stadium and did the old Louis C.K. Remember that?
Lured.
And that also he went to a hotel and jumped into bed with women. I mean,
like the Affleck family.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're, doesn't John Feinstein remember that maybe this is invoking the name of David Cone, manager.
At a moment like this?
This particular moment in history would be fraught with peril.
That narrative, by the way, the New York narrative, their reason for moving on from Girardi is a whole lot of garbage. They didn't want to give him 5 years and $25 million. That's what that was about. And you'll notice they're looking at people who they're not going to have to pay very much because none of them have ever managed before. There's not a name that they're interviewing that that has been linked to them that's ever managed before.
Not Ozzie, not Robin Ventura. Boy, the fact that Ozzie Guillen can't get a sniff.
Who would hire him? Tootsie.
He's
no
likable.
No one will hire you. What do you mean? No one in New York will hire me? No, that's too limited.
I didn't know my motivation. You're a tomato! Yeah. The great Sidney Pollack.
Sidney Pollack, phenomenal.
So awesome. In a little bit, we are going to get some perspective on the horrendous Green Bay Packers from one of the radio guys in Green Bay. We have not talked to Marcus Eversole before of 107.5 in Green Bay, and we look forward to doing that in just a couple of moments. It should be fun. We will find out how that little burg is dealing with the only thing that matters to them being bad.
Yuck.
Is right. So we'll get some different perspective next on The Score.
Right after the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, listen to The Score's postgame show starring Olin Krutz.
The development of Mitch Trubisky, taking the team down the field twice in the second half, hitting a few good passes, a few positive signs out there.
James Big Cat Williams.
Today he did a good job of getting out of the pocket and not throwing the ball into trouble.
And Hub Arkish.
The way that these kids played and the way they kept coming back and some of the adversity, this one felt like another step forward for this young football team.
The best postgame show is The Score's postgame show with Bears-Packers. Packers recap right after the big game, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage.
Engage.
Engage is the official special Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, this is how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything. How much do you want to pay for the car? Nothing.
I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Modern LASIK, the Chicago Fire Trust Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, and you should too. So set up your free consultation at 312-701-2020 and save $1,500 off your procedure through November 30th. At Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, believing is seeing.
Hey, Chicagoland, do you need new tires? Go to CarX Tire and Auto for the lowest prices of the year. In-store specials and rebates equal huge tire savings for you. So don't delay. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX.
CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I haven't heard anything, and I'm not concerned about it. Secondly, I got to go back to, after the Minnesota game, the press conference the day after. Clearly, my message was to the football team about this is the direction we're going. We're going with our quarterbacks. There was no intention towards any veteran quarterback, and I stated that then. And anything that is different from that would just be, it's not true. So, or, it's someone with an agenda.
Oh, those dreaded agendas. Mike McCarthy seeing agendas everywhere. So, God forbid they actually consider a good quarterback instead of the trash that they threw out there. Mike McCarthy, coach of the Packers. And let's talk about the Bears' upcoming opponent with the guy who knows more about them than we do. Marcus Eversole of 107.5 FM in Green Bay joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. It's been interesting, Marcus, hearing the way that they've bent over backwards to describe how much they liked their development, they liked their room, they don't need anybody from the outside, and then we get to see what it looks like, and not so good, huh?
It has not been so good. No, that's putting it kindly. The first couple starts for Hundley have not gone well at all. And, of course, the name always brought up nowadays, anytime there's a vacancy at quarterback, is Colin Kaepernick. And Mike McCarthy was pretty defiant not necessarily against Kaepernick, but more so just the fact that he's comfortable with the guys he's got. And that's kind of been the Packer way under McCarthy, where whether it's Ted Thompson through the draft or McCarthy with guys that he's had since the beginning of their career, like they tend to stick with their guys throughout. It's kind of why it was so weird to see him go out and sign free agents like Martellus Bennett, which we can get to that whole fiasco going on right now. But, yeah, I mean, McCarthy, he likes Hundley, but, I mean, even McCarthy and Hundley himself can't like what they've seen so far because this offense has zero identity, and Hundley's been flat-out bad.
Yeah, we'll get to Martellus Bennett in just a moment. In terms of Hundley and what you've seen, is there any reason to think he's going to be any better or that he's going to get any better?
I think there's reason to believe he'll get better. I mean, if you look at it, when he came in, I mean, he was thrown into the fire. When Rodgers goes down in that first quarter in Minnesota, it's like, I don't care who you are, without any experience in a meaningful game at the NFL level, you're not going to succeed. And he came in Minnesota, threw three picks. It wasn't good. He thought it'd be a little better the next week against New Orleans. And then he comes out and goes 12 of 25. That's not good either. Threw for 87 yards. So then the bye week, and you're thinking, all right, a couple weeks to prepare. You know, it's the same system, but you're going to cater the game plan more towards him, and he was working throughout the bye week and all that. Comes out and goes 26 of 38, throws for 245 on Monday night against Detroit. But if you watch the game on Monday night, the stats might look good, but it didn't really look that good. He completed 68% of his passes in that game, but yet you're watching, you feel like the Packers had no flow. So I guess to answer your question, if there's reason to think he'll be better, because certainly he was better against Detroit than he was against New Orleans. But how much better? I don't know. And frankly, looking ahead at the schedule, like I picked the Bears to win. And I know you guys have dealt with kind of a struggling offense as well. You've got a front row seat for that throughout this year. But right now, I mean, you know, when you go from Aaron Rodgers to Brett Hundley, you go from, I don't know, if the Packers were playing in Chicago this week with Rodgers, they got to be favored by at least a touchdown. Now they're a 5.5-point underdog. It's been a pretty drastic change of events here in Green Bay at that position.
That's another way of asking the question then. What else was Aaron Rodgers covering up by just being as great as he'd been? What else is being exposed here as being unsatisfactory outside of the quarterback position itself?
I mean, really, you could look at everything. And I'm even talking like the defensive side of the ball. I know we have Brady Papinga on, and we have him on every week here on our station. He's a former Packer linebacker, and he told us about when he got cut. And basically the conversation with Ted Thompson in the personnel department was like, hey, Brady, you know, we like you, appreciate the work, but there's kind of a mass exodus of defensive players that offseason, and they're like, we're going to build around Aaron because we think that he's so good that he can cover up. If we put enough pieces around him, he can cover up all the other deficiencies on our roster. So to Ted Thompson's credit, he's given him a good supporting cast when you look at Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, the tight ends they've had. So that's been good. But still, the Packers' defense under Rodgers has given up 36 points per game in the playoffs. And in the playoff losses under Rodgers, Packers' defense has given up 36 points per game. So you can build around the offense and a great quarterback, that's fine. But you don't want the quarterback covering up deficiencies on the other side of the ball. Rodgers is good. He makes receivers better. He makes the line better. But you don't want him to be the crutch you're always leaning on. Like, you know what? Our defense sucks, but at least you've got a good quarterback. That's a dangerous recipe. And I think it's reason number one you haven't seen more postseason success from this team.
You're right about that, watching that game Monday night and thinking that that just wasn't very good at all, despite what the numbers may say. If you look at the state of their offensive, I'm talking about the Packers' offensive line, and seemingly no running game at this point, how does Hundley survive against what's been a pretty good Bears defense?
You know, I think that's interesting because we know the Bears. I feel like teams in the NFL are judged by their offense, just public perception. If you're not watching them every week, like, the Bears' offense isn't good. They don't score any points, so they're just a poor team, whatever. But Brett Hundley's got a huge test this week because, absolutely, the Bears' defense has been good. You know, I feel like teams are judged whether or not they're scoring points. The Bears' defense itself, I don't know how Hundley's going to move the ball. I really don't. I think the bright spot for the offense right now is Aaron Jones. the rookie running back from UTEP, fifth-round pick. He came in, started against Dallas, and went wild, ran for over 100 yards, had 100 yards again a couple weeks ago against New Orleans. And that's great, but it's tough to keep patient and keep pounding the football when, one, that's not your MO. Packers have never done that under Aaron Rodgers. So all the supporting cast that's played with Rodgers isn't used to a run-first or power-run kind of approach to playing offense. And two, if you're falling behind early because the defense can't stop anybody, you can keep pounding away 4 yards at a time, and that's again, not a good recipe. So I guess, I mean, I don't think Humley's going to solve it. I guess maybe let him open it up. It can't be a whole lot worse than what he's shown so far. So maybe if McCarthy kind of opens up the playbook and lets Humley try to spread it out and push it downfield, I don't think that'll work. But I also think the Packers are going to score about 10 points this week, and it's not going to be pretty once again. So I think that's what we're looking at.
Let's unravel the Martellus Bennett situation now, especially in light of his lengthy Instagram posts regarding what he was told by team doctors, who knew what and when, what was documented, and then try to figure out how that all fits together with the fact that now he is deciding to play, apparently, on the practice field for the Patriots. What's happening?
Well, this has been crazy, and I know when Marty first got here, it was a breath of fresh air. I mean, you guys know what it was like when he's in Chicago. He's an interesting guy. Like, he's a goofy dude. He's funny, and he's just got, like, that magnetic personality. And it's like, man, I mean, honestly, the Packers haven't had a guy like that around here in a long time. But this does not smell good to me. It seems like, first of all, I've never heard anybody say a negative word about Dr. McKenzie. In fact, not only that, but nothing but extremely positive things about Dr. McKenzie. Aaron Rodgers has raved about him. You go down the line. I mean, he's, if anything, too cautious or too conservative. The Packers training staff has carried that reputation. So to hear Bennett come out and say that essentially McKenzie was trying to get him to play through a major injury and he didn't like the way that Doc was talking to him, that is just completely out of the blue. I've never heard anything along those lines before. And then the other thing, if Marty did decide on surgery with the Packers and he was ready to, you know, call it a season or a career potentially, whatever, and he wanted to get surgery, and then they waive him, and then today he's at practice with the Patriots, okay, then that tells the whole story right there, doesn't it? Then you're not having surgery, I take it. So therefore, since this whole thing went down, the fans have kind of been like, well, Marty's a quitter. He quit on the Packers. Simple as that. And I've been kind of hesitant to go that far because you never know. There's always more to the story. But fact, I mean, there's no debating this fact. Bennett, according to himself, was going to have surgery playing with Brett Hundley and the Packers. Now he's with Tom Brady and the Patriots, and he's not having surgery. So do you take that as he quit on the Packers? If so, then that's what happened.
We'll find out in the coming days. I'm sure that there will be a response to the response from Martellus. And these are, I know these are somewhat dark times in Green Bay. We're not, frankly, Mark is not used to this dynamic. I'm not used to the Bears being expected to win this game, at least in a long, long time.
No, it's crazy. I mean, you think about coming into the year, and I brought this up earlier, it's like, all right, so, you know, who are the contenders in the NFC, or who might the Packers meet in the Super Bowl? And now we're talking about Brett Hundley and Mitchell Trubisky and looking at the lowest over-under for Week 10 of the NFL season. I mean, it's crazy, but that's the NFL, how quickly things can change.
Thanks, Marcus. We appreciate your time, man.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Marcus Eversoll of 107.5 FM in Green Bay. And when we come back, we are going to turn our attention to basketball and find out exactly why and how the NBA decided to award the 2020 All-Star Game to the Bulls and the United Center and the Reinsdorfs. Apparently that there is some truth to the grandkids angle there, being no more complicated than that. So
I just don't see what the downside is.
I don't think many people did. So we will hear from some of the principals involved and our own David Schuster after the top of the hour. Right now, we are at the Jewel, Osco at Division, and Clybourne. Thanks to the folks at Miller Lite, Hold True. They have supplied us with Bears and Packers tickets that you could win if you come here and join us. So start your weekend. Come on by. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Home of the...
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Street. Man, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time. And body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all...
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Banking teams have united to help you continue to grow your business with the same dedication and even more opportunity.
The art of loaning tools has been practiced and perfected by neighbors and family for years, because the idea of buying a tool that you only need to use once doesn't make sense. That's why AutoZone has a free loan-a-tool program. It's a helpful, easy way to get you a torque wrench, a ball joint replacer, and 100 other specialty tools to get that job done. Like your neighbor Keith would. He wouldn't charge you for it, and neither do we, because that'd be nonsense. Let's get you what you need. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
Basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern. Or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
This week in the history of sports.
This week in 1924, California legalized professional boxing. Wilt Chamberlain of the NBA San Francisco Warriors scored 72 points in a game this week in 1962. This week in 1970, the Cleveland Cavaliers lost by one of their biggest margins, 54 points. That same week in 1970, Tom Dempsey of the New Orleans Saints kicked an NFL record 63-yard field goal. Oakland's first baseman, Mark McGwire, became the Rookie of the Year this week in 1987.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather, but I'm saying nothing. I know. I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We say thank you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I can't even keep up with the news anymore. I don't even know why I try. The velocity of news that comes in, and you think, like, is this breaking? Have we seen this? Is this new? There's always so much stuff. I just